T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I got Forbes magazine's top guy, Al Kevin Cooney, on the line right now. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows more than he does. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Angelo.
All right, Kev, I'm going to throw you right in the middle of this. Is it dumb for Gabe to say he's a relentless communicator and then refuse to talk about the incident?
I think for Gabe, it's trying to have it both ways. And look, you could talk about the communications within a clubhouse and everything. When something like this happens, even if you basically just repeat your statement, you've got to do that. And, or, as you guys said, if there is an MLB investigation or something legal going on, you have to come out and say, look, I would love to comment further on this, but there's an investigation taking place, and I can't. That's the only way he can handle this.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be honest, Angelo. The bigger question here for Gabe Kapler from a baseball standpoint is not, you know, how he communicates and everything within his club or with the fan base. It's a question of, at some point, does the Phillies look at this and go, all these little dramas you get, you know, the superficial ones where, you know, it seems like the fan base turns on him after, you know, overmanaging or whatever, and then you add this in. I think there's going to be a point where this going to look and say, is this guy worth it?
Yeah.
Is it worth all the headache that our manager, you know, from an organization that has never had a lot of headache managers, if you will, is going to be worth it? And I think that decision may come sooner rather than later if you get off to a slow start this year.
I think you're dead on. Here's what I'm curious. You know a little more about the inner workings of the team. Before they do this introductory news conference, Kevin, would he meet with the PR people? Would they bounce around how to handle this crisis? Or is this completely his decision? I won't take any questions on it.
I would think that, you know, there was obviously a meeting there with the PR staff. I mean, you know, look, if you're a good PR person, you're not going to let your manager go out there after an issue like this, you know, it just without at least being brief what he was going to say or what his plan was. But I also get the sense that Gabe does what Gabe wants to do in that sense. And John's around it enough. I don't think there's any doubt in my mind that Gabe probably would hear any advice and decide what he wanted to do on his own.
Interesting. All right. The more central question about Gabe is this right now. Nobody's going to tell you the Phillies haven't improved significantly, maybe dramatically. Is he the right manager for that team, given that the 1 year he managed here, they collapsed in September? Is he the right guy?
I was not a fan of the hire to begin with, so I'm probably not the right person to ask. But again, Angelo, if you get off to a slow start, I wonder if there's going to be a quick hook here, because so much has been invested in turning the impression of this team around into the idea that they're ready to win now. They're ready to do anything to win now. You know, when you go get and make a trade for Real Muto, when you're in play for Harper and Machado, and that type of atmosphere, that manager's not going to get a long leash on this.
Yeah.
He's not in a learning situation anymore. You better be ready to go when the rubber hits the road in late March. And I just don't know if the Phillies can seriously count on him moving forward as the guy who's going to lead them back to the playoffs.
You know what's interesting? It'll only get bigger and more pressure-filled if they end up with Harper. What are you hearing right now about Bryce Harper?
Look, I don't know if anybody's hearing anything at this point. I think this situation is just dragged on beyond ridiculous. But I'm going to float something back at you, Angelo.
Float it.
You have been big on the idea that Harper is a better fit than Manny Machado.
Totally.
And are you comfortable with Michael Franco and Scott Kingery being your third baseman this year?
Yes. No, they're going to sign Moustakas. He's going to be the third baseman.
Okay, so you're going to be comfortable with a journeyman coming in.
Yes.
Who's bound to be blunt, is probably just playing for another contract.
You know what's interesting about all this? I was thinking about this very thing this morning, Kevin. I was going, man, a year ago, we were going nuts about Kingery. And now it's like, man, we got to settle for him or Franco at third. And maybe Kingery is a lot better than what we saw last year. Is that possible?
It's possible, but the idea is that it's not his natural position.
His natural position is
second base. And that's the one thing I think the Phillies have to realize is, and the one trouble with the Harper Machado situation in general is, you haven't been allowed to go make moves. Everything has been just, you know, frozen in a lot of ways. Yes, they made the Real Muto trade, but think about it. You know, whenever you get either guy, okay, you have to make a decision on if it's Harper, Williams, or Herrera, or whatever, and make a move there. You need another starting pitcher. You probably are going to do that when you discover how much salary room you probably have. If you get Machado, then you got to make a move at third base, and with Franco probably, you know, and make trades. There's a chain reaction here, and the longer this goes, kind of the more problems they're going to have as they get closer to the season. We're at a point right now where you better have answers. It's already a little dicey that you have guys in spring training playing for this team who are probably going to get shipped out of there by the time that everything is answered if one of these guys comes in.
Right now, we are the flagship station of the Phillies, and I'm unhappy with the tenor of your comments, given that yesterday Gabe said that our motto is shoulder to shoulder. Would you like to address the fact that it seems you are not shoulder to shoulder with the team right now, Kevin Cooney?
You know, that's going to be tough to put on a T-shirt. You know, I mean, there's no merchandise in there with that one. It's just, oh, God, I hate that stuff.
Doesn't like shoulder to shoulder.
Oh.
Cooney's hardcore. He's tough that way. All right, Kev, I got to move you over for something because we had a big fight about this a while ago, and I need your help on this one. All right, so Joel Embiid gets hacked. Down two, final 34 seconds of bets, their arch rival Celtics. He gets hacked so bad that the NBA comes out and acknowledges it. We blew it. In fact, they went, and then we blew a play after that, same refs in regulation. Two mistakes in the last 34 seconds. Joel Embiid comes out after the game and says the referees bleeping suck. They still fined him even though what he said was 100% correct. Should he be fined if he's telling the truth?
If you're a league, you can't allow that to happen. You can't allow your one of your star players
publicly
visibly upset about your officiating. You know, you want him to kind of swap. That being said, you know, the NBA is light years ahead of Roger Goodell. That they at least admitted that they screwed up.
So you're telling me, kids are right now in their cars going to school, Kevin. Are you telling all these youths that are in their cars that the honesty is not necessarily the best policy?
Don't bleep and curse, kids. That's the message.
You know what?
I mean, seriously. I mean, that's what it is. It's don't. You can be honest. I think it's probably Embiid's frankness that probably got him the fine.
All right. Well, all I could say is you are not a great role model, Kevin Cooney, and you are not shoulder to shoulder with the people here at WIP. I want that on the record. No, he's mocking us.
I don't know.
Shoulder. They need a song with it, Al. They need us. We are shoulder to shoulder.
No, that's not going to work.
Like a march or something. Kevin, your contempt for Kapler is entertaining.
Idea.
Thank you, my friend.
No problem. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.